The Money Show. Business Unusual.
Tell us about the latest, Colin Cullis, our Money Show Business Unusual correspondent, the latest in extraordinary robotics.
Atlas did a backflip. He didn't shrug. He did a backflip.
Yes. Atlas Shrugged, of course, is the Ayn Rand book, the seminal sort of textbook for right-wingers who just loved Ayn Rand's take on economics. But Atlas is, I'm taking it, not an Ayn Rand derivation.
No, this is a bipedal robot, 20 years in the making, and the product of a loud shirt-loving professor from MIT called Mike Robart. He's the guy from Boston Dynamics, and this evening we're sort of profiling the really incredible work that has been coming out of that company, and where potentially it points all of us with the rise of the robots, or as I'm thinking now, they're running and jumping and backflipping into the 21st century, and they hopefully will take us along with them. His kind of uniqueness for me is that as engineers, they tend to have a certain wonder about the world, but even in his talks, he stands up on the stage and he just puts his arm out and he says, "Aren't we amazing?" And he's making a great point, because when a human being stands upright and doesn't fall over and is capable of knowing where it is, that is amazing. And trying to replicate that into a robot has taken a very long time and a lot of money. Typically when we build robots, they just have the ability to be an arm and it can pick things up or move them, or it can see something and stuff like that. But his plan is to build these general purpose robots. They need to be able to do what we can do. And he kicked it off back in 1990. He was working with MIT. And the U.S.'s, and we've mentioned these crowd before, let me get this name right, the U.S. Defense Research Advanced Group, DARPA is pretty much what they're known as. And they give money for all sorts of interesting projects that usually have a military sort of thing to them. And this robot he was tasked with building, or offered to build, would be sort of a support robot. It was like a big cow-looking thing, and it would be able to trot along with soldiers carrying 150 kilograms and be able to stick with them for sort of 24 hours. And it's amazing. This thing really can. It can walk through bushes and up hills and downstairs. It's sort
of, you would think of war movies of the future will be called War Cow instead of War Horse, because effectively what it's doing is replacing the live animal on the battlefield, as was used 100 years ago, say, in World War I.
Yeah, and the fact that modern soldiers carry so much more equipment, so they need something to go along with them. They called it Big Dog. I don't think they thought that cow would ever count as a macho thing out in the field. But as it goes, it runs. It's got an engine to manage all the hydraulics, and it's super sophisticated. But you can imagine if you're stealthily trying to work your way through the bush and you hear this, people are going to spot you coming a long way away. So they wind up shelving it in 2015. So a good many years working on it. But as they sort of evolved, it got smaller. So Big Dog became Little Dog. Little Dog spawned Cheetah. Cheetah has got a recumbent back, so it can run really, really fast. It can jump. And it's quite scary when you see a machine moving around at that sort of speed. Then they made one called Spot. And Spot Mini is its current sort of commercial thing. So Spot Mini looks like a small dog. And it's got a little robot arm that goes on the back of it, which for some people who watch Alien a lot, it looks like that mouth that came out of the front of Alien. So kind of a scary looking thing. But the plan with this Spot Mini is, because it's so small, it can actually be used around the home, or as they're suggesting, a lot of work going for deliveries now. You'll have a delivery truck drive out near the part of the building where you live, or on the street where you are, and then out jumps Spot Mini with a package. He's holding the package, and he'll wander over and put it down carefully at your front door wherever it needs to go, unlike some of those videos you see of people just tossing them over the wall.
But also, I mean, I think it came from Boston Dynamics, a video of a robot trying to put a box down on a table, and the entire scene collapses into chaos, and eventually the robot falls over backwards in capitulation. That's often the image that we have of robotics, clumsy robotics, but this is changing that dynamic, and alarmingly quickly too.
It has been kind of a quick. So 2015, I think, is probably a bit of a watershed where all of those different systems come together. But perhaps maybe just a little more on that Atlas video. So it was released on Friday, and most of their videos have got a good couple of million views. They're all on YouTube. But this one only released on Friday, and it's already past the 10 million mark, because in it you see this bipedal robot called Atlas, third generation of him, by the way, or it. I'm not quite sure what gender they get given. He hops up on a box. He then hops over to another box. He then jumps 180 degrees. And you're thinking, okay, that's a lot better, because, yes, usually you see these things take a couple of steps, hit something, fall over. And they do that a lot. They still do that. And then he executes this backflip. And to Boston Dynamics credit, it's a 55-second video, and he does the backflip at about 45 seconds in. And then they show their credits, And then they show you the outtakes. And it's basically him landing on his head and falling badly and doing all the other stuff. So, hey, they get it. This is not we haven't reached the top of Olympus here just yet. But they're also very creative in trying out different means for getting robots to move. So he's fascinated by animal and human movement. So they've also built this thing called it's called Rise, and it can climb walls and really works like a gecko. It's got those same little six legs as opposed to gecko's got four legs. It's got six legs and those little grippers that geckos have got and that tail that sort of can hold it and can climb up a tree. No problem. It's kind of slow, but it'll get there. And then the sand flea, which is remarkable. It's this little wheeled robot thing, probably as big as your hand, four big fat wheels, and it zooms around. And then you see the thing stop, and it stops in front of a building. I've posted all these videos online for people just to watch and realize how far we have come. And it rises up onto its back legs and then, like a flea, it launches itself. Good 3.5 meters landing on the roof. And you think, okay, that's great. How are you going to get down? And it just rides right off the end of it. It's kind of very robust, and so it'll survive that. And again, there they're looking for sort of search and rescue kind of things, surveillance, and just really getting robots to places that otherwise it's been very hard for them to move around in the past.
It's all very Bond, James Bond.
Yes, this is exactly the kind of stuff you imagine Q rolling out. I wouldn't be surprised if the next one, Q doesn't show some Boston Dynamics kind of thing. Because the craziest one for me is one called Handle. So it's kind of got two legs, but there are two wheels at the end of those legs. And this thing can really zoom about on those wheels and jump. And then it's got arms that are sort of stick out the back of it. So it sort of leans over backwards almost to pick up loads. It can pick up like 50, 60 kilograms. And then it goes whirring about with these things. So you can imagine Jeff Bezos is saying, that's what I need at my Amazon super headquarters and have all these machines flying around. And that's possibly, you know, the kind of scary bit with this, isn't that they are going to be capable of working alongside us, if not saying, hey buddy, I can work longer hours with a lot less trouble. And that's really what the focus of tonight is. So I'm applauding the engineers, and then I'm saying, I don't know if it's the philosophers we need to ask, but they have to step up and start saying, do these robots get rights? Do we treat them in a certain way? The one you saw with the packages, for example, to demonstrate how robust they are, they knocked the package out of the robot's hand. And I got to say, as I watched that, I thought, the guy was being a bully, that you shouldn't treat a robot like that. And then you remind yourself, it's a machine. But I don't know. If we start treating machines like machines, do we start treating other people like machines because they look like us? You know, do they get rights? Do you have to give them the vote? Because strictly speaking, if you're going to trust them to drive your car and look after your safety, why can't they possibly make more rational decisions than even we can with this? So I leave that there as a very big question up in the air for how we resolve this. But they do have one very endearing thing that might be actually humanity's best thing. We know we're getting older, and we know we want to maintain our independence as we get older, but we will need that support. And so this spot robot dog thing or some human-looking thing may be just the thing that is there to be vigilant, near us to assist us, you know, intervene when it needs to, but super private and will just let us be what we want to be. This could be the future of elderly care.
It could most certainly, and certainly elderly care would improve dramatically, I believe, wholeheartedly. When you look at Atlas and you look at that video of succeeding in the execution of the backflip, that humanoid, that human-like movement, the hands going above the head and doing double fist pumps, that freaked me out completely.
But you know what?
Because it is such a human reaction. Yes, you can program it, but it is that moment where you go, look at him.
The parent of any 6-year-old will know exactly the sensation, because what you're watching is a child learning.
No. If a 6-year-old does that, you ban them from the trampoline for a month. There we go. Colin Cullis with Business Unusual this evening, talking Atlas, the Terminator of the future, potentially the massive leaps forward and backward rolls of technology.